In the studio this evening, we have Leonard Draub, known to millions for his folk singing and protest songs as Draub. You are yourself an American, aren't you?
American-born, Negro, black, Chinese, white, and, of course, French letters.
Yes. You have travelled, I believe, widely on the continent in several capacities.
Mainly by on a mini bike.
Yes. You once sang in the Yankee Stadium in New York, and rather unusual results from the audience, I remember.
Yeah, well, I did this song which, you know, I look around the world, and basically I'm a humanist, or human, in this case. And I look around the world, I see the injustice, I see the suffering, and I see the money. And I go for the money on a whole, or wherever it is, in the whole, on the whole, around the whole. And I've written songs which come straight from, you know, other people, mainly.
Other people, yes.
And there's this one about, oh, goodness me, what a ghastly thing it is. The world is full of suffering and that. It should be ended and peace come about instead of it. Christ, when I see Vietnam and a hydrogen bomb falling on everybody, well, I think to myself, what the devil's going on?
That's called cowbells, isn't it?
That's called jingle bells. Jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Yes. I remember outraged many of the white Negro South Africans by your controversial songs about the Jewish faith in South Africa. Do you go back on any of those?
No, I never go back anywhere I've been. Because everywhere's a drag, baby doll. Wherever you've been is Dragsville and Uhuruville. Because, you know, when you've seen around the world, you've seen the suffering, irrespective of sex, of course, which you always have to bear in mind, colour, creed or religion. You look about you, what do you see? You see a load of people hitting each other, getting a hold of each other's legs, cutting them off, and frankly, you know, what's it all about? It's the elders, of course, who are to blame, people who've brought us up through one act of passion in the middle of the night, throw us into a world where over us all looms a peril of gas warfare.
I think that's a wonderfully existentialist point of view. Would you align yourself with the existentialists or more?
I'd go anywhere, you know, where it's raving.
It's raving, yes. One last question. What is the positive message of your songs? Many of them are...
Well, my thongs or my songs?
I was thinking more of your songs rather than your thongs.
Well, the message of my songs is basically the message, of course, which is preached by Abu Ben Ahem.
Abu Ben Ahem.
Long may his tribe increase. He dreamed one night a great dream of war. And of course, since then, he's been at it. But the Pope, of course, who's, you know, John the Pius VIII, he flew to Rome to say hello to his mother. And he came out with controversial stuff about peace is a thing, get on with it.
He doesn't have
throw to... down your arms, take up your hands, throw them in the air. Love is the thing, hate isn't.
The Pope didn't actually sing that.
No, but he should have. If he got a group behind him, the Pope could have had a biggie.